crop insurance deadlines, and the latest pasture and rangeland condition rating. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Farmers may think important crop insurance closing dates and other significant deadlines have come and gone with the spring crops that are planted. As former crop insurance agent and now Risk Management Agency Administrator Pat Swanson can attest, that there are many dates to keep track of.
I would have a little cheat sheet on my desk that had a little spreadsheet. It would say pasture, rangeland, and forage. The sales closing date for that is December 1st, and the reporting dates for the other crops, for corn and soybeans, for wheat, for forage seeding, when those crops have to be planted.
Those are just a couple examples, according to the administrator, on how date-driven the crop insurance industry is. Sales closing dates and other deadline details, along with information about the federal crop insurance system, are available through local crop insurance agents or online at www.rma.usda.gov. And it's pasture turnout time. A lot of our producers are getting their cattle turned out to the green grass. And let's take a look with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey on various state pasture and rangeland condition numbers.
Current numbers show 41% rated good to excellent, up a point from last week. 33% very poor to poor. That's also up a point, which means we lost a little bit out of the middle. States showing greater than one-third very poor to poor. Only 6 of the 48 states are actually above that national number of 33%, showing how just a small number of heavily agricultural states can drive that number higher. Some of our biggest numbers are coming in out of the plains and the southwest. New Mexico, 52% very poor to poor. Nebraska not far behind at 51%. Texas still on the list at 35% very poor to poor. Now, as we look at our good to excellent numbers, quite a list of states that are doing quite well. We see good to excellent ratings for more than 70% of the rangeland and pastures in Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.